Colossians chapter 3. So if you've risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you'll also appear with him in glory. Therefore, kill your members that are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, lust, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the anger of God comes on the children of disobedience, in which you also once walked, when you lived in them. But now put off all these: anger, hatred, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Don't lie to each other, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, being patient with each other and forgiving each other. If any man has a quarrel against any, as Christ forgave you, you forgive too. And above all, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ live in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as is right in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and don't be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, don't provoke your children to anger, so they won't be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you'll receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that does wrong shall receive for the wrong that he's done, and there is no respect of persons.